Brought to you by Charity Mobile, the phone company that supports life and family. 5% of your monthly plan price goes to your favorite charity. Buy the way you believe at charitymobile.com and use promo code TRADITION. You probably remember James Grine. Taylor Marshall had him on as a guest, and I've spoken to him privately before. He was...
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The... now man who was subject to the most evil things by at the hands of Ted McCarrick. And it was his testimony that caused, at least in part, Ted McCarrick's fall from grace. He, and along with some bishops who some will probably not object, or who will object to, have issued a statement together about the state of the church and the protection of men like McCarrick. Lately, when it comes to these statements from bishops, the public letters and that kind of thing, I usually have lately reserved them for live streams because I think they're the most important things. And YouTube, for whatever reason, promotes my live streams much more than the standalone videos. But I think this one requires the more planned production of a standalone video. So you can see the text of these things yourself without any question. Because I do have to be careful how I talk about these things, so I can't quote it verbatim for you, because it's just, unfortunately, the nature of how our totally free and totally fair and totally freedom-loving hosts don't respect any of the things I said, and so we have to be careful. But the text will be on screen for you. So here's James Grine, along with Matthew David, and the... it was published under the Catholic Confidential Substack. I'll have a link to it in my show notes at returntotradition.org today. And it has this, sort of this headline. Three traditional bishops protect the faithful, reject pro-McCarrick priest canon law. With comment from five Catholic bishops by James Grine and Matthew David. In 2018, ex-Cardinal Theodore McCarrick was removed from ministry for committing acts of, well, McCarrick-type activities, as we say on this channel. The Cardinal was subsequently laicized in 2019. Countless Catholic journalists took to their pens and authored articles about the James Martin sin in the priesthood and seminaries, and they attempted to attribute international sweeping away of this to various theories of intent by bishops. The real cause of this international sweeping away of the problem was the new laws of the 20th and 21st century of the Catholic Church that required bishops, such as Archbishop Vigano, to hide the deeds of Cardinal McCarrick, which he arguably did until blowing the lid off papal involvement in international McCarrick problems and related things by the former cardinal. Although the journalists had the facts, the editors would not allow them to write about these new laws. The lack of coverage of the laws causing Catholic bishops throughout the world to hide these deeds of clerics and fellow bishops left the laity defenseless and unable to process what had happened to the most vulnerable and their Catholic Church. Today, Catholic Confidential is breaking this silence and empowering the lay faithful with the true cause of the McCarrick problem from thoroughly Catholic sources. Five bishops provided comments, including New Order bishops Bishop Joseph Strickland of Texas and Emmanuel Bushu of Cameroon, and three traditionalists, Bishop Meikle, Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, and Bishop Donald Sanborn. So, we'll pause here. Meikle is what you might call a independent priest or bishop. That isn't exactly accurate. I'm not going to go too much into it, but many critics of, you know, the work I do here of traditionalists at all would call him a schismatic. Whatever. Bishop Sanborn is a Sedevacantist bishop. I thought I would mention those things because somebody else will absolutely do so in the comments. So I'm just letting you know about this, but their comments are still worth listening to because all of those men are, in fact, Catholic. Regardless of whatever you may think about their status in the canonical hierarchy, they're all Catholics. So here we are. Going to go listen to their statements or go over their statements now about what happened and how this problem with McCarrick was the result of canon law. The statement from Bishop Meikle. Bishop Meikle is a bishop of the old Roman Catholic Church, See of Carriglow, and his jurisdiction over SCG parishes in Florida. He says that his organization removes those who do such things and does not accept them within their ranks. He further explains that clerical McCarrick types who are found guilty should be laicized, permanently removed from the clerical state so they can never be in ministry again, in addition to receiving criminal penalties from the state. Bishop Meikle says that after these actions happen, the offender should, quote, spend the remainder of his life in prayer and strict penance, making reparation for the grave harm he has caused and the trust he has shattered. Such a firm response is necessary to restore justice, protect the faithful, and begin the hard work of rebuilding. The legal framework that he bases his decisions on is the 1917 Code of Canon Law. The policy of the See of Carriglow used to be the norm within the Catholic Church until the problematic new canon laws came into effect in 1922, which required all bishops of the world to violate mandatory reporting laws by sweeping away this stuff and the James Martin tendencies of clerics from the authorities. This document, Crimens Solicitationis, was in force until 2001. Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano. Like Bishop Meikle, Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano and his organization, Ex Surge Domine, reject the 1983 Code of Canon Law. The leader of the U.S. branch of Ex Surge Domine, Father Ambrose Wallman, explained that the organization refuses to accept those who commit such deeds and removes them from the order. Ex Surge Domine currently has one known location, the Jesus, Mary, and Joseph Hermitage in Wisconsin. Archbishop Vigano used to be the apostolic nuncio to the United States, and as such, he was required first by Crimens Solicitationis, then by Sacramentum Sanctitationis Tutela of 2001 and Graviole Delicta of 2010, to conceal his knowledge of such activities by clergy from media and the authorities. The Spotlight investigations of 2002 revealed that many clerics who had been found to have done such things were repeatedly returned to Catholic ministry, where they repeated their deeds on new people. Following this investigation, the United States was the only country that received an exemption from the requirements to retain secrecy from law enforcement. It is unclear if Archbishop Vigano received benefit from this exception as well, because he was employed by the Vatican. His Excellency Bishop Donald Sanborn. Bishop Donald Sanborn is a former SSPX cleric ordained by Archbishop Lefebvre and later consecrated a bishop by Archbishop Thuc. His organization, the Roman Catholic Institute, has a seminary in Reading, Pennsylvania. The journalist responsible for this report reached out to Bishop Sanborn for comment a few years ago through one of his parishioners, and Bishop Sanborn indicated that his public interview on the topic was adequate. In the interview, Bishop Sanborn explains that if a cleric is found guilty of doing such things, they are permanently removed from his organization, cannot associate with the organization again, and the organization does not want to hear from them ever again. Bishop Sanborn explains that this is the way it must be, as having strong punishment for such deeds provides a just ecclesiastical society and causes his clerics to commit fewer such deeds, as they know they can never recover from such an act. And they have a link to the interview. His Excellency Bishop Emmanuel Bouchou. Bishop Emmanuel Bouchou, a retired bishop of Cameroon with more than 30 years of ministry, explained that canon law required him to secretly transfer McCarrick types to new assignments until 2019. In 2019, the canon law was reformed to extend the bishops around the world could now honor mandatory reporting laws by reporting such people to the state. And then a longer statement from Bishop Joseph Strickland. Bishop Joseph Strickland, just like Bishop Emmanuel Bouchou, was required to follow the same new canon laws that resulted in those who do such things remaining in the priesthood. Troublingly, Canon 1341 of the 1983 Code of Canon Law requires bishops to ask priests to stop doing such things, instead of punishing them for their actions when possible. In addition, Canon 1324 has been used since 1983 to decrease punishment for those who do such things. The normal canon law jurisprudence recommends that canon lawyers and bishops consider McCarrick types as having less freedom than non-McCarrick types. You read that correctly. As it stands, canon law has concluded that McCarrick types are less culpable for their crimes because of their evil inclinations. As a result of circular theory, bishops and lawyers have concluded McCarrick types should receive less punishment. The author of this report discussed this detail of canon law with Bishop Joseph Strickland, who also happens to be a canon lawyer for several years. In the span of that discussion, His Excellency maintained the same position. His view is that the law must be followed because it extends from the authority of the Pope. In addition, Bishop Strickland's position is that the law or its jurisprudence, the taught universal interpretation, must be changed so that McCarrick types no longer receive decreased punishment simply because they have those evil inclinations. We are seeing a tendency to ignore even canon law on the books. The law needs to be followed and reformed to align it with more with justice. There does come a point when we can't be obedient to unjust laws. The result of the new canon laws laid bare in this article is the decreed and continued ministry of those who have been found guilty of doing such things, who are ordered back to ministry by the Vatican. While this journalist is grateful that Bishop Strickland agrees that the law should be reformed, plainly following of the law, law results in McCarrick types being restored to full ministry. Now we're going to pause here again. The next part, I'm going to leave, I think, for you to read on your own. It gives you an example of a real example of something from last year. I wanted to bring you this because you may have heard the anti-SSPX people are doing cartwheels right now because they see things in purely ecclesiastical politics and power struggles. And ooh, you guys think you're the holiest, but now look what's going on. A priest of the SSPX has admitted to the secular authorities that he has had McCarrick type inclinations, that he has committed some of those demonic, diabolical, evil deeds a few times in the past, once in the early 2000s, and then again more recently in the pre-Pacamama period. I think 2019 was the last time he has admitted to such things. And this is this should not tell you that the Society of St. Pius X is evil any more than the FSSP, who had their problems in the last couple of years. You may have heard about that case, that they're evil. What this tells you is that Satan is at work, and there is no place in the church where priests are safe from those temptations, whether it is priests who are acting, who have these inclinations and really shouldn't be there in the first place. Or I think the more dangerous one, whatever it is, something has failed where a mechanism has failed in the church to prevent these men from having positions in the church. That mechanism needs to be greatly reviewed, changed, and anybody with James Martin inclinations at all should not be there. I said James Martin inclinations, not McCarrick ones. There was a common thread in the initial John Jay report in 2003, first draft. They've done a very good job of trying to hide this thing. But the initial version of it said there was a near-perfect correlation in the data between those with a James Martin type of interests, we'll say, and then those committing McCarrick-type deeds. Near-perfect correlation. I'm a trained social scientist. I looked at the data in that version. I have never seen that close of a perfect correlation in social science ever, ever. Scary. It was not the kind of thing that you could dismiss. And the bishops in 2003 demanded the John Jay Institute rewrite their report to sweep it away. Why do you think that is? If you want to take care of this problem, you censure James Martin. You laicize him if you have to. Not because he's done those things. I am not accusing him of that. But because he is advocating for sins that cry out to heaven for justice. And there are many, many men in the episcopate, yes, among the bishops, as well as countless in the priesthood who have those inclinations. And they shouldn't be there. It's as simple as that. A lot of people don't like the idea of getting rid of the ones who have never acted on their inclinations. Perhaps if they've never acted on them, they don't have those inclinations anymore in any real way. I'll leave you to decide that one. But the church has become very, 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 very tolerant of this stuff, and it needs to stop. Let me know what you think of that in the comments, please. Hey, like and subscribe if you haven't. It does help. So to sharing this on social media, that helps too. And as always, pray for the church. I'm Anthony Stein. Ave Maria.